takes. Cool. Awesome. Well, hey, welcome to the second podcast for On Pace tonight. My name's Paul Miller, and I'm excited to introduce my buddy here, who I got to meet via text message and email, and now tonight I get to see for the first time. So Juan, chapter leader for Grateful Runners out of Sheboygan, welcome to On Pace's podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, our pleasure. So last week on the podcast, you guys got to hear from Tate, who started Grateful Runners, and we're very thankful to Juan for also he's coming to the Rethink Addiction Run put on by Do Try Run on September 7th. And Juan will be one of the On Pacers as well, joining the crew, which is super rad. And then Juan is bringing 10 to 15 of his chapter members from Sheboygan with him that will be in the race itself. And so Juan, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and your background, how you got here and Grateful Runners in Sheboygan, if you would, please.
All right. So I'm Juan de la Cruz here in Sheboygan. Grew up in the Neenah area. I've known Tate since junior high school. Although in my days back then, I was just causing trouble and being mischievous, not doing too much running unless I was running from getting in trouble. So, I wasn't much into sports, but I seemed to run a lot. I didn't come from, you know, the best of families. So to get from here to there, I usually had to run so I could get to my buddy's houses. So it was kind of just a natural thing to do. As a little kid, I grew up in Oneida, up on the reservation. And we didn't have bikes. So we had to run from cousin to cousin's house throughout the day. So it's just kind of something that I've always done. Growing up, I definitely, my life was drinking and doing drugs and causing trouble. And that went on until I was in 32 years old. And I finally, I got tired out. I was having my second son, and I knew I needed to make a big change. So I ended up going to Minnesota to a Native treatment center called Meshkauzen. And I was up on the Fond du Lac Reservation, and I had this awesome counselor named Rob Nelson. And so my first couple of days, I stayed quiet, and I realized there was this track. So I thought, I'm going to go out there and just walk the track. In the back of my head, I was thinking I was going to get out of there. The first lap, I realized I wasn't getting anywhere. There's probably going to be a bear behind me. There's nowhere to go. But I decided I needed to do something to burn everything that was in my head. So I started jogging this track daily. By the end of what should have been a 30-day treatment, I was there about 5 months. And my last week there, me and another gentleman from the Pine Ridge Reservation ran our own unorganized marathon. And it took us about 6 hours. But we did it. We had snow, so the people at the treatment center plowed for us, and randomly people would come and shovel the track. But we finished it out. We did it. And then I came home, and I kept on running, but I could not keep myself in order. I got in some within the first year, moved up to Sheboygan to try and change up my scenery, and I did all right here, but I still ended up getting in some trouble. Life kind of hit the bottom. I overdosed. I crashed my vehicle off the highway coming home from Milwaukee to Sheboygan. And luckily, came out alive. I had enough of this, recovery in my head that I knew I needed to do something good. So on a Wednesday night, I ended up at this church meeting, this place called the Hope House. And I cried for about 2 hours, but was welcomed by a lot of really great people. And then I left and I ran. I knew in my head, like, when I ran, something felt good. So I left and I ran, and I would do this three nights a week. I'd go to this meeting, I'd leave, I'd go run, try and just get my head together, keep it pulled together. I met some really great people along the way who I guess were kind of inspired by my running. And we started our own little group called Beast Mode. And we would meet on Sundays and run. And, you know, we started doing some 5Ks together. And then we made up this idea that we're going to do a half. So we did the Hot Cider Hustle up in Green Bay. Nice. We accomplished it. We're going on our third year. It'll be our third year doing this together. I've knocked out about 7 more half marathons since then.
Right.
I did a Ragnar relay from Chicago to Madison. And about a year ago, I was in Appleton, and I saw Tate. He was telling me about the Great Four Runners. And he was already watching me on the runs I was doing here in Sheboygan. We just talked a lot about meeting up eventually and hopefully to run along with each other. We haven't done that yet, but I've been so inspired by watching him and what he was doing with the Mooring House. And one day I was like, could I possibly represent the Great Four Runners in Sheboygan? Would that be cool? How do I do it?
Yeah.
And he was like, do it. Here you go. You know, he set me up with, you know, basically this great prayer that we read over before or after our runs. And just really, this is a great blessing to share his vision. So in March, I started this Grateful Runners here in Sheboygan. And we had about 15 people show up. It was 25 degrees and snowy. And we ran just over a mile and a half together. Most of everyone that ran with me didn't run.
Yeah.
Since then, I have a consistent group of 3 to 4 people that'll show up. It's always varying who it is, but we're up to 6 miles together. And it's such a great opportunity to share that time with everyone, because we just kind of let out everything that's going on throughout the week. There's a ton of encouragement.
Yeah, man.
And for myself on my end, it's a good day for me to slow down. And it's not about how fast I can go or how far I can go, but it's more about being that support for somebody else or for a group of people. You know, in the last 2.5 years now that I've been clean again, this has been like the most amazing life I could ever imagine. You know, 2.5 years ago, I was pretty broken down. I lost everything I had. I lost custody to one of my boys. I gave up a job and a title that I really believed in and thought was going to get me somewhere, and ended up working in a factory. I've always been in the restaurant world. The restaurant world can eat you up, though, really fast. So, you know, luckily this running thing has been just the greatest medicine I could ever imagine. And allowing this recovery community, just being able to, like, be open to it.
Yeah, right.
And so many people keeping these big arms and welcoming me in and loving me up when I couldn't love myself. It's really just been wonderful. Last year, I was looking to do this run. A really great friend of mine, someone that I was in close contact and supporting, passed away from an overdose. And his mother put together a big team last year called Team Nate, in memory of Nate Munoz. And I wasn't able to make it, but this year she asked me if I could do it, and I said, yeah. And she covered my entry fee, actually, so I was going to join in on that and then run in his honor for the 7-mile run. And then Tate reached out to me and asked if I could you know, be willing to run along with the Grateful Runners and get people together from here to come out there. And I was like, well, I'm already signed up, but I'm definitely going to get people to come out. So as of right now, I have about 6 guaranteed people. Nice. I'm working on making sure I can get a good another 5 or 6 along with us. And then it's such an honor to be able to pace this now.
Yes.
And it's not about me. I've learned that life is not about me. And it's these really great and beautiful moments like this that really remind me, like, it's about us and about supporting each other. And somehow along the way, I don't know where this part of me came from, but I became a great cheerleader.
Yeah, man.
I was always pretty selfish and not the nicest of people. And I've made a complete 180. And, you know, I'm really excited to be able to pace and encourage and get some people across this line and honor and in memory of so many that can't be there and do this with us. So,
So there's so many great, when I tell people about the characteristics of an on-pacer, well, sometimes during the race, you're a leader and sometimes you're a coach. And sometimes you're a race ambassador, and a lot of times you're just a cheerleader. Like, it's just a fact, and that's what we do. And because we can, you know, theoretically, we've been blessed with talent to run faster, but we choose not to. Choose to run slower than we can so somebody else can run faster than they ever could. This is one of our mottos. It's brilliant. It's awesome. And it's such a great experience in so many ways that we get paid for in sweaty hugs. And that's my wife saying that I steal it from her all the time. You know, the word that you said is community, and that came out last week talking to Tate. And certainly it's the authenticity of your story here. I love, Juan, how you're not afraid of your past. It is what it is.
It really made me who I am today.
So you are today, right?
It's not about this guy right here. I can honestly say I'm a good person now. And I can look in the mirror and be happy and smile.
Yeah, man. It's not how we start the journey. It's how we finish. And we got to be able to forgive ourselves. And we have to have the determination and the confidence to recover and know that we're worthwhile and that we mean something and that we can make an impact whatever way we choose to make that impact while we're here on Earth. We're only given 72 and a half years, and sometimes we waste a few of them, right? Up until 3 or 4 years ago, you might have said that you weren't making as big of an impact as you could, but what you're doing now with Grateful Runners is just awesome.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and, you know, this Grateful Runners, like gratitude, is that driving force in my life. Like, I can find gratitude in so many different things, you know. Mm-hmm. It might be raining out, but I got a little bit of a run in today. So I'm thankful for that. I'm grateful I'm out there running because, you know, I could be anywhere else.
Yep. My wife has had 3 rotator cuff surgeries in the last 4 years. And as much as that stinks, I always say, well, Carrie, so you can't use your arm, right? There's so many other things that could be so much significantly worse than the inability to use your right arm. And that's hard. We have 5 kids and a busy life, but, you know, it's just an arm, and it's not something that's debilitating and puts you out of commission and you can't walk or worse yet, takes your life. You know, so I think we can find grace. It's an attitude. Being great is an attitude. Being optimistic and caring and enjoying the journey is an attitude. And you're clearly making the right choices, Juan. So
I'm trying my best.
I'm so happy that you were able to join us tonight. It's great to see you. I can't wait to slap hands in Oshkosh and give you a hug and say thanks and welcome you to the On Pace community. And the 2 communities of Grateful Runners and On Pace together is just a wonderful thing to see. So thanks so much for what you're doing, coordinating people in, and what a testimonial you are to how running can help reshape a life into one that you can be grateful for.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. Good night, brother.
You too. Have a good night.